Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Pierre Dorville, date of birth 1/19/1950. Date of procedure is April 4, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Enrique Martinez Lugo. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma cold biopsy, comma. Esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy, next one, and colonoscopy with hot snare polypectomy, comma cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy, polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening, comma heartburn. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, well explained to the patient, period. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in a lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitor, anesthesia care, period. Well lubricated, lymphocytic vascular is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus, period. Retroflexy is obtained at the cardiac. Period, air resection from the stem before withdrawal of the scope, period. Patient is then turned around in left lateral position, period, as a retroactive exam, normal, period. Well lubricated Olympus video. Colonoscope is introduced into rectum, advancing the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, the cecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum, period. Retroflexy is obtained of the rectum, period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 5,1-2-2, port prep on the right side, period. Retroflexy is obtained in the rectum, period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings: at upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line. The Z line was regulated 39 centimeters from the bite block. Next line. There was evidence of a gastric body polyp that was approximately 12 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy in total. Next line. There was evidence of gastric erythema throughout, comma, biopsies were obtained in the body separately from the antrum, where there was evidence of several thickened folds. Period, biopsies were obtained in the antrum separately, period. For histology and throughout H. pylori, next time there was an antral erythematous nodule approximately 10 millimeters in size. Common biopsies were obtained bite on bite for histology and for histology. Next line. The ampulla appeared bulbous and prominent, comma. Biopsies were obtained to assess for adenomatous tissue. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Comma, biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 5,1-2-2, comma, with a port prep on the right side, with a significant amount of solid and liquid stool debris that was unable to be suctioned. Next line, the patient did have a tortuous colon. Next line, there was a pedunculated approximately 15 millimeter descending colon polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy in total. Next line, there was a transverse colon approximately 10 millimeter sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was another transverse colon sessile polyp approximately 10 millimeter in size removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately 10 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan, follow a biopsy pathology next line. Due to inadequate prep on the right side, would recommend repeat colonoscopy next available with a two-day preparation for further evaluation and to assess that area. Next line. Recommend continuation of PPI therapy as patient does note that the 40 milligram dose daily is controlling his symptoms and he is having less than 2 breakthrough symptoms a week. Next line, discussed anti-reflux precautions. Next line, avoid NSAIDs. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.